What's up, man? It's T-Rell. I'm back, man, with my boy Young Magnificent in the building one time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. This is one of the guys I wanted to shed some light on, too, man. Yeah, from the set. You feel me? I can highlight a lot of other people from a lot of other areas, but y'all just got to hit me. You feel me? But, in my defense, this my boy, he hit me. It's a lot of people that, that was vouching for you. It's a lot of people that was DMing me, not only yourself, you feel me? And I had to go down the line, but I got a big list of people, you know what I'm saying, that I needed to highlight. Yeah, yeah. And and you was one of them, man. But what's up, man? What's the deal, man?
What's the deal, Hoover? How you doing?
I'm groovy. I'm chilling, you know what I'm saying?
Moment, man.
You
feel like I made it, man.
Yeah, I mean,
climbing the ranks fast, like, running fast.
Running fast.
Yeah. I got my brothers in this Creek the Guap thing.
Bitch, you know what
it is. Brother Mackie,
fame.
My producer.
Girlfriend's favorite producer, girlfriend's favorite DJ, Young Mackie.
Yeah, no Jumper Podcast. Beats. I need to check with Lil Bro, for real.
Man, I love my whole thing. You know why? Because we make sure.
I just love you. I love your life.
On Creek. You know what I'm saying?
FDGHB, you hear me? 52107.
I'm like, you my right hand today on the set.
Yeah,
you
man,
like,
you I, seen the text? I got you. That's why when I seen the boy, hold on, what's up? Boy?
Yeah.
If it was anybody on my line that was the other side, I wouldn't do something like that. But it was, street moment.
On the game. But yeah, I love my niggas because we make sure we share the wealth. We make sure our niggas that's working with us get that light shedded on them, too. I mean, because you could have sat right here by yourself. Yeah. You feel me? And every nigga that
but
I had in
what,
this building, nigga.
You know what's sad for me?
Yeah.
It's like, I can't do this with homies like I want to do. You feel me? Because it's just not. When niggas don't understand, niggas hating, I cannot.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to just keep my distance and wait till I know shit right. And first and foremost, shout out to Unk Whack 100 for making this day possible. You feel
ENT.
Me? 100 ENT shit.
But homies, you feel like you can't bring homies to this moment because niggas fully don't understand it yet. You feel me? As far as the mentality.
Certain. I'm not gonna say it like that because homies ain't stupid.
Oh
like,
God.
Homies got good mentalities, but everybody different. I'm just not the same, bro. Like. For one, it's hard for me to do songs with homies. I ain't gonna lie. Because, I can get on your tight time. You want a gangbang, we'll turn it up, ratchet. We could do that. But I done been through so much. I mean, I'm 26. And out of my 26 years, everybody think I'm like 30-something. I had it hard. Like, so I got a story. I got something to say. That's why. Growing up, I used to rap. Freestyling. I don't rap no more. I tell the truth. I got something to say. And they ain't on that tight time. They don't talk that pain that. I got a couple homies. Shout out Young Threat. You feel me? Shout out Jay Harlish. They got it. Free my nigga Jack, but it's just not the same, bro. Like, I don't make game tunes. I'm making music. I'm in the process of teaching myself how to make a record, like a hit.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, so I don't got time to second guess it. If I got to second guess it, then I just can't even do it.
Which I felt was special when I heard you. And he was like, hey, listen to this. Cause I feel like everybody not the same, but you like Young Threat, I think he's one of the top tier niggas from the set.
For sure.
You feel
mad
me?
Ass anything. Shout out my ATF.
you know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna, he does. I can't cap. My order, we can't add Poke. Poke is nigga grew up listening to Poke rap, so that's just what
he's
you call
a given.
That? He
He's a given. Like, he's top tier. Top he's tier. A given. He's a given. Yeah.
My list, bro. Free my dog, Jack. But who I feel really got it, Jay Harlis.
Yeah, Jay Harlis.
Jay Harlis, cold. No shade to Young Threat, cause Young Threat got it. But I put Jay Harlis up first. Like Jay Harlis got it, bro.
And I'ma always make sure I stay in touch with him.
Yeah,
cause I'm like, it's gonna catch. You feel me? And the homies too, BMG. They got a nice, authentic sound. I really fuck with that. Well, fuck with they movement and the whole little shit too. You feel me? Because your image gotta be there, the movement gotta be there, and the people gotta soak in that shit. You feel me? But again, on you, like when you sent me the song, because you know niggas is like, oh, hit him, oh, he good. I'm like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm gonna put cut on my lenses, whatever. Yeah. And then you know, I hit you, and then you like, nigga, listen to this, and I was like,
and that's sad, bro. That's different. I want to cut you off, but that's sad because. I'm gonna tell you exactly why. Well, why I feel you felt like that, which everybody else will feel.
Yeah.
From Hoover, from the most hated gang. It's gonna be the same shit as every other Hoover that's out here rapping.
Saying the same shit.
Yeah, saying the same shit, talking about the. I do it different. It's one song you would hear me say, they holla, how you from Hoover and he don't rap about it? Nah. Other than that, no, you're gonna hear 90044, FDGHB, 50s to the Gunners. Cause that's. I'm not promoting that like that. The objective is to make it out this motherfucker.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to tell y'all where I'm from and where, you feel me? Like, because we don't get no breaks, bro. Like, I ain't the first Hoover that's rapping. Like, Threat and all of that. But we come from a line. C4, Tough, Lil Lucky. Like, rest in peace to Vermont Young. That was my dope. We come from a line of niggas that was rapping. We just didn't have a way out. Like, nobody really had to. Somebody had it, but they ain't, you know. But. Yeah. Nobody had that break, so shit, now I got it. First and foremost, let me let y'all know this, bro. Ain't no shade to no homies. I love the homies and all that, but taking care of myself first, bro. Like, nigga, I walk feet homeless for a year and a half. I'm going to put homies on, and you feel me? But I'm going to take care of myself first. I got a big-ass family, too, so.
And you different, you feel me? I felt the pain. I know you hit when I hit you. I'm like, bro, this shit
I'm just
different.
Not the same.
Yeah, for real.
It's not the same.
But you know, before we go get into super detail, you know, let's start in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Your story from the beginning. You know, young, magnificent, young. You know, tell me what I'm saying. Tell me how you know what I'm saying you grew up.
If it ain't Hoover, it ain't Scandalous. I grew up. My original name is Young Monster. I grew up between 52nd and 53rd and Fig and on 101st of Vermont. Like, that's why it's really FDGSB with me, 52107. But I grew up in a trap. I was seven, selling, you feel me, doing my thing.
You was seven, selling dope.
Well, I wasn't selling. I take that back. Let me correct myself. I was seven. I was finna commend you on your math skills.
You know what I'm saying? Because
weighing dope. I was seven weighing it. I could tell you how much of, like, I was seven. I knew how to weigh this shit. Like, because the nigga that birthed me, that raised me, not birthed me, but you feel me, birthed me into the set. Nigga that raised me. I was weighing dope. I could tell you 325, 215. Like, I knew all that shit. By the time I was 11, I was... I watch the kids, you go out, do your thing. I got it. Mm. I was so cold, though, bro. Like, shout out
at
to
11.
Snub. At 11, shout out to Snub. I was so cold. I knew, like, crackhead coming, like, $8, $7. I'm say something off the side. Here, you take this. So now when the plate gone, everything that's all me. I got extra dollars. Like, I grew up, like, I was never a kid. I was a grown child. I missed all my childhood days. I didn't do field trips, none of that shit.
Where's mom and pops?
Mom, shout out to my baby. Mom's out here. She out here. She just moved back out here.
So where was she when you was growing up? Where was the disconnect?
It wasn't never really no disconnect, like no family issues with moms like that. Like, we always been, you know, motherfuckers just had it hard. You feel me? Like,
oh, so moms was struggling.
Mom's struggling.
And you ended up in the trap.
On type time, like, man, I'm 13 using other niggas' IDs to take back the shit to the stores that they just stole. Returns and shit, getting paid for it.
13?
13.
Yeah.
And it's so wild. They don't even got to give me the money. They know they just go get LeJeremy a bottle. We're going to get that nigga $20 bottle of Ciroc. He good on game.
At 13?
13, 14.
You was faded off Ciroc.
What?
You called.
I had it hard.
Let's get me and my nigga on his math skills, though. Let's go back there. You know what I'm saying? Because he was scaling shit at 7.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Scaling shit at 7, bro.
And then you start doing the math, you know what I'm saying, and
but
selling
see,
the dope.
I'm book smart. I love school, bro. Like, I was a school baby. It's just I fell in love with the set. Growing up in the 50s and growing up in the gun and seeing this shit, like, all it, fell in love with that shit.
I mean, tell me how you feel. Like, tell me that real feeling that you got when you first seen this Hoover shit, and you was like, you know what? This shit is it.
Because at first, back in the day, bro, see, no shade to homies. Shout out to the new generation of homies. But I'm from the old generation with Vulture, H.I.P. Fatback. Like, you feel me? H.I.P. Twin, like, big twin. Like, I'm from, I grew up with them, H.I.P. Blu-ray. Like, I grew up in that era where they was active and it was really GHB. Like, so seeing it, it was just like, it's a family. 716. But then shit started changing, fool.
It was family. That's what it was, yep, for me. Was family-oriented shit. Family. Niggas hanging. Niggas partying. Yep. I can walk into your house, get something to eat. Niggas is barbecuing. Yeah.
The homies with spots. And it was really like something, fool. Like, the way it was, it was the script.
Yeah.
Right now, I feel like niggas, certain niggas think they could try to be the leader or something, but Hov ain't like every other gang. That's why we EBK. Like Wax said, we was able to save CKBK and still be here. Because it was a connection, bro. It's a script. We follow the script. Niggas start thinking they bigger than the program, I guess. Niggas start telling. That's why I feel like, fuck you. I wish you didn't teach me all that shit, because, man.
If you had to go back, would you change anything?
Nah, because, like I said before, I'm every mistake I make. So all it's going to do is make me really who I am.
And that, so in between there, you know what I'm saying, 7, 11, 13, you selling dope, you know what I'm saying? Where did you fall in love with music?
I always been in love with music. Shout out to Lil Romeo.
Oh, shit.
My favorite rapper. That's what really.
I love you for saying that, though. Niggas don't be bigging. Hey, look, no, cuz. Niggas don't be bigging Lil Bow Wow and Lil Romeo up. Niggas gotta stop playing, cuz. For real.
Bro, Lil Romeo, that was my inspiration.
Tech commercial.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Brother, I was a kid in my room, balling up paper, shooting it like nigga at the high school. I'm going straight to the pros. Like, that was my inspiration. It was just my mind always was developed. Like, I feel like I've been here before. I don't know if that's weird, but that's just how I feel. I always get this little weird feeling like, damn, I've been here before. I know shit I shouldn't know. Like,
is it like deja vu moments? Almost to where, like, I'll say
a mix
shit.
Of deja vu and what's that word, brother? Where it's like you could premonition. Is that the word? Where you could, like, see shit.
I have no fucking idea.
Me neither, nigga.
Don't ask me, nigga.
If I'm not mistaken, fans, if y'all watch, please correct me in the chats or whatever. I believe it's premonition, like where you can see something before it happened. Mm. It's a mix of in between. Like, that's why I said that. That's the only thing that scares me is myself, because I feel like I've been here before. It's something like I just can't pinpoint it. I just know I'm a cursed gift.
So your first rap song, like, where did you create it?
I was in school. I was trying to go by the name of Lil PG-13.
Oh, fuck.
I was at Zella Davis Elementary. On God in Heaven.
And going by PG-13.
PG-13. Oh, yeah.
But don't PG-13 mean the parents still got to be there?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know what the fuck. At the time, I ain't gonna lie.
Not, at the 13, you can get up in there.
I thought PG-13 was like explicit.
Yeah. That was R. Nigga,
I couldn't imagine you in school, in elementary school, and you was coming out the dope spot. How the fuck is you like, you don't have nothing in common with these little niggas.
Like I say, everybody different. I'm just not the same, bro. Like,
you cold.
Like, bro.
Oh, God.
Shout out to my number two in this motherfucker, because like I said now, fuck you for all that shit, but I'm Baby Spook now from 107. Yeah. Young Monster was my original name, but I don't go by that. I'm Baby Spook. Niggas is genuine. Like, respect. Like, I don't know, bro. I'm just... Bro, we be in the set. 30 niggas. I go sit in the car, put a beat on and start writing. And get attitude when homies try to talk to me. Like, watch out, girl. Like, how long, bro? Like, damn. That's how real it is. Like, for where I'm at, what I'm doing, I'm going to tune in. Like,
in the midst of that, you doing your music, you writing, you know what I'm saying? Probably jail. You know what I'm saying? Get out or whatever the case may be.
I went to jail one time, 4 months.
Did it make you worse or did it help you?
Help. The object of the game. The second object is not to get caught. I got caught. I slipped. That corrected me. Never again.
How did you get your music to WAC 100? And
shout out to my big bro. He my cousin, but I call him big bro. Pitbull, the bodyguard.
Shout out Pitbull.
Yeah, my dog. He was, he the nigga that like really, really, he made my heart feel like believability is a major key in life. Like believing in somebody. He believed in me to the point to where he used to blow me up. Like, it was situations with homies to where I blew it off. Nah, bro. It's an issue with the homie and what? The OG homie. Like, I can't do it, bro.
Yeah.
But then me and him started talking, and then me and, shout out my brother Tiny Buddha, Pakistan 5'2". Me and bro start chopping shit like, bro, look at you, bro. Homeless nigga on feet. Nigga walking from Hoover to Vermont, back to feet. For niggas to drop you off in front of a hotel where you gotta strip a nigga. Cause I was, you ain't from Hoover and you pimping, run it, nigga. I'm paying for the rooms.
So that's how you survived out there?
Yeah. And my brother, it's my big brother, Pakistan, like, nigga, look at you, bro. You ain't got time to play. Go do that motherfucking meeting. I lost my cousin. It's Charvella World, you feel me? Rest in peace, Char. And the same day we had our funeral, Pitbull like, White wanna meet you. He asking about you again. Like, I'm like, all right, what's up? Set it up. He like, tonight. Cool. He like, I'll pick you up, cool. Shit, walk in there.
I remember that day.
Yep, walk in there and yeah. From there I
dropped that nigga off.
To do better.
Hell yeah.
I never stop coming. On that day,
you hear me?
Never every stop. Day.
You hear me? But oh, you God. Know what it is.
What music did that nigga hear that just touched him to where he was like, I have to get this nigga in here?
Shout out to Curse Gift. Y'all go tune in. That's a free mixtape I dropped on YouTube and SoundCloud. Y'all go tune that in. He heard everything on that, basically, except Life Scars, Rada, and Drake Talk. Everything outside of that, he heard. He fucked with Bigger Picture. But Bigger Picture betrayed in my prayer.
Is that like, because you know your tone, you know, you got a melody going with it. You feel me?
I don't know how to say the word, and I'm not finna make a fool of myself. Unk say that shit all the time. Good. What's the...
Yeah,
it's
melodic
harmonized.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, and WAC don't compliment a lot of people. So
yeah, for sure.
Rest in peace, Mo 3.
You get a compliment from WAC, you doing something right for sure.
That's a major part.
No, because it hit me too. Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
I only cry when two artists die. Rest in peace, Mo 3, and rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle.
Rest in peace, so.
That's huge. Like,
no, that's huge.
That's like, huge.
No, I shed tears when the niggas died. Like, damn, that really hurt. Like,
that shit was different.
Like, cause you gotta understand. Like I say, I'm not the same, bro. Just cause I'm from Hoover, you from neighborhood. I mean, we gotta go at each other neck necessarily, especially with the type of time we on, and the shit you did as a man.
First,
blessing the community and that shit that I looked up to in life. Like, man, Hoover, bro. If I could do this for the set.
Cause that's the ending goal, right?
Real talk,
you feel me?
Real
and
talk.
Nigga, he made it believable. Like, real oh, talk. Damn, we really can do like, that.
And that's you hear that word believability. Nigga, believe
really
that he did it. That's why I fuck with Unk, cause he believe in the nigga to really put a nigga in his position, in his spot.
So, being over there, you know, with WAC, is it kind of like a camp, a boot camp to, you know what I'm saying? Get you all together?
Nah, it's not. I won't call it no boot camp. Like, but it's very militant, very structured.
I call it college.
Yeah, like it's like that. The only thing is, shit, me, what I pick up, because you think I pay attention to shit, and from what I feel is, all you got to do is play your part, bro. Like, don't even sit here and wait no handout. Ask the nigga for everything. You feel like he put you in a position, take advantage of it. Nigga took me to Gang Studio, dropped me off.
Hell yeah.
You know what that taught me? I fucked up. But I capitalized off of it. Damn, I was supposed to network.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since then, I've been networking.
Facts.
Like I tell them, it's more than artists and producer. Shout out to my boy Mike on the mix. It's more than just a engineer.
Bro got a different type family. Of hunger though. I'm gonna keep it 1,000 because we done seen a million niggas come in inside of that, in and out of that studio. Like I've been fucking with WAC for 10 years. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So I didn't. You gotta imagine how many niggas I done seen come in and out that studio. And
no, you can get it.
Niggas just weed themselves out. You feel me? Or they just don't got the hunger that it take. You feel me? To reach that level or hit pedestal. You feel me? And it's been something different about this nigga. You feel me?
No, networking was one of the biggest things for me too. That in the beginning, I felt like, man, fuck these niggas. I ain't trying to be your friend, bitch ass nigga. You don't want to hit me back and all that. I ain't going to be begging for shit, nigga. Fuck it, so I ain't going to talk.
Yeah, that's why I be tripping really on some opportunities.
That shit really gets you in the building.
Bro, I always say your work going to get your foot in the door, but your relationship's going to keep you in the room, facts. Nigga.
That's what I was just about to say. We did the first No Jumper interview. Few niggas hitting me. Basically, please don't sign. Don't sign. Why? Where the fuck was you at when I was walking on Fig and you knew it? You was right there. You knew it. Everybody did. Everybody know Baby Spook. Everybody did. Niggas believe me. It's a relationship with me. Like,
so, you know, with you being in the studio with WAC 10 plus years, seeing niggas in and out, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing, niggas don't make it. Like, but what's the processes of dropping the music under WAC? You feel me? Like, how does that go? Because it look like, I don't, you know.
Well, see, what WAC is like, WAC only going to do as much as the artist is doing. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if WAC see that you working yourself, then he going to overwork it. You feel me? WAC thing is like, nigga, go get cracking and let me do the rest. You feel me? So a lot of I watch niggas. I mean, shout out to Nicki D.
But how do you go get cracking as an artist?
I mean, you know, a huge part of this shit is social media right now. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like your TikToks, your Instagrams and shit like that. Like motherfuckers don't know how to work the social media. You feel what I'm saying? Like I believe as far as being an artist these days, it's more about you selling yourself rather than the music. You get what I'm saying? You got to sell that image, sell your character, sell your personality, you feel me? And then niggas like him, the beat going to do 85% of the fucking song for you, you feel
that's
me?
Fine,
so,
right.
Like, that other little percentage, nigga, is just the rapping part. So I feel like, nigga, the rapping part of that shit has become the lesser part of doing music, you feel me? So as far as, like, going to go get yourself cracking, like shit like this, tap in with niggas, do interviews and get your name out there. And I feel like as far as like trying to get yourself to crack or break as an artist, like that's that whole process is fun, nigga. It's fun to get on social media and interact with people. It's fun to go create these dances for these TikToks for these motherfuckers to catch on to. Like, it's not even hard work, my nigga. It's about consistency.
Yeah, because your ass need to get on Instagram. Nigga, I mean, listening to this nigga, that's one you thing. Need to start posting more, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
This what it is.
Hey, look, hold on. Before you even start that, he right about that because I watch and we could call WAC and ask him. I watched WAC drop an artist from his label because WAC said his social media presence was weak.
For sure.
Not because of the music. Nothing outside of the social media presence being weak, he got dropped.
Because that's
with
everything.
Me, it's like this. I didn't have a phone for dinner 7 years. This Instagram shit still new to me, bro. I be posting shit thinking like, was this good? Is this how niggas supposed to post? Like, I'm still learning the process of the social media shit.
You are 26 years old.
Nigga,
you better get it together.
Before we leave
this building, this nigga better get this shit together, nigga. You are 26. Nigga, I'm old as a motherfucker sitting here next to you niggas, bro.
Hey, T-Rail. But I got an old soul. I'll be in the streets. I was heavy in the streets. But cutting back and not making myself a
liability.
That's
what I said the other day, bro. You got to move. Learning. You got to move like you a celebrity already.
He one of them two cool niggas that don't. He don't want to get on TikTok and dance.
But no, it's not, nigga. Please, I mean, shout out to Quinn Price. I've been begging my little Quinn Price.
Hey, look, we didn't say. Look, we ain't saying get on that motherfucker. But we ain't saying get on that motherfucker. You know, be Oprah on that motherfucker. Start talking and shit. But post your videos. Post what you're doing. Like, nigga, I want to see.
You gotta make sure you got that content for your fans.
Energy is crazy. I have a personality. Like,
so if you're going off mode 3, go back to his Instagram.
That nigga was
that motherfucker was rapping,
videos,
singing every motherfucking
day.
Look,
I'm gonna tell you this. I was gonna do that and start posting all my shit. Like every song I got, I was gonna post the hooks. Shout out to Mackie. Mackie love my hooks. I was gonna post the hooks and maybe the beginning part of the song. Of the second verse. But then I was just like, damn, I don't want this shit to backlash. Like, damn,
you thinking too hard.
You dick riding Mo3 way too much. Are you feeling
me? You thinking too hard.
Just put your music out.
Ain't no music out.
I mean,
hell
no.
You just, bro, the nigga that started that.
You gotta have content.
And I ain't gonna lie, every night, that shit in the back of my mind. Man, I'm finna fuck that. Man, I'm the LA Mo3.
I'm Ryan. And then, bro, you don't even gotta classify yourself.
No,
that,
but you know how it is when you by yourself, you feel me? And your ego's
I mean, yeah, like, you feel me, the resemblance. But fuck all that. But rest in peace to bro for sure.
Yeah,
but, nigga,
man.
You
Osama
young,
Three Latin, that's my dog. But yeah. He say,
I love.
See, shit like that catchy, you feel me? So it's like if he just did it online, nigga.
Nigga, that's it, bro. Niggas gonna be a part of that. That's how you gonna build your family.
Let's go back to y'all. We're gonna reintroduce you niggas. You know what I'm saying? Reintroduce yourself real quick, man.
Girlfriend's favorite producer, girlfriend's favorite DJ, Young Mackie, man. I know Jumper Podcast, Honey and T, we in this motherfucker.
Shit, I'm creep the motherfucking guap fame, but I ain't fainting for a motherfucking thing. Dang. Bitch, you know what it is.
Yeah, so you an artist.
Bill's finest.
Yeah, hell yeah. I just signed with WAC 2.
Oh, you just signed with WAC 2, yeah. And then you producing.
Yeah, producing, DJing.
Okay. What's some of the, greatest shit you produced so far?
Shit, that new Blueface DDG Meet This, produced that. Mm-hmm. We at 4.8 million on Spotify, 1.6 on YouTube.
Talk about it.
Coyote, Vino Rideau, Street Lights, produced by Young Mackie.
Yeah.
True Car with Ralphie the Plug, both produced by Young Mackie. And then Blueface and DDG got an album on the way. I got 4 on there. Got one with Blueface and Swae Lee on his solo album.
Girlfriend's favorite.
Blueface, Dreezy. Got 3 on there with True Car. And we got one with True Car, J-Rock, and Ravon. That shit crazy. I can't wait for y'all to hear that one. Shit, we working for sure. Shout out to WAC, man. Shit, we got some shit coming
out. Shout out to my bro, Room 504. He finna
Oh, yeah.
Fuck
shout out to Room 504, boy. Too.
Room 504, yeah.
He gonna be up here soon.
He gonna go crazy.
Oh yeah. We
Let
got
me ask
some
y'all. You know, signing with WAC is, you know, WAC being a gang of shit. So Facts. You know, if y'all hey. All with WAC, if y'all all with WAC and y'all see WAC and some man, shit, y'all can be like, you know real. What do y'all do in
nigga,
this situation?
Yeah.
You motherfucking
gonna
right. Because niggas don't really
no
know how many niggas this nigga got behind him.
You right, it ain't no
look,
choice.
Yeah, look, I
because,
hear that a lot.
Bro, like I just want to say this, nigga. WAC gonna put you over himself every time, nigga. Don't matter what the situation is, nigga. He gonna make sure you good before he good, nigga. He didn't change all of our lives, nigga. When I say all of our lives, nigga, changed all of our lives. So it's like for some shit to happen and us not to protect the nigga that changed our lives, nigga. Right. That's some weirdo shit. You feel me? Right.
But see, T Real, you gotta keep in mind. That's how I met, like. Like, we just did the No Jumper interview the other day, right?
Yeah,
you feel me?
And they cut your ass up.
WAC told no, they cut him off.
They cut your ass up.
Oh, hurt. I was like, damn.
Somebody's wife was on like you.
Everybody make mistakes. We back.
Yes. So WAC was saying in the interview. See, I met WAC through my boy Lil Shaq from Pocket of the Compton Crip.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. He down on a double homie right now. Free Lil Shaq. But so I was always WAC's perimeter nigga, you feel me? Like, I was always that nigga. I'm going to get there 20-30 minutes before WAC even show up just to see what's going on, you feel me? Like, same like WAC said in the interview, I was that nigga that if one of WAC homies was having a problem with somebody, WAC was going to send me down there first to go see about it, you feel me? WAC didn't even know that I did music until last year, nigga. Out of 10 years fucking with dude, I never told him nothing about music until just last year.
Like December.
Like December, November, December last year, my nigga. I
now
was
you
always,
signed.
Yeah, so when you say, like, are we gonna stand with him when that smoke? Nigga, hell yeah. Like, through all that, you feel me? Because, number one, that's how I started off fucking with him off the rip, you feel me? So, whatever smoke WAC into, nigga, I'm into it too. That's just what it is.
Niggas don't be knowing that. They be like, oh, that might defeat the valley. I'm like, all right, nigga, shit. It's on you.
Niggas not know about the valley, bro.
Hey, I'm from the other valley, nigga. I'm from the IE.
I'm from the other valley. I'm from the Antelope Valley.
Shout out to Pondale.
Oh yeah,
I hear that all the time.
6-6-1, Pondale's finest. Be like, dirt.
He got too much shit going. He beefing with too many. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
It's whack texting. But because I know
Bro
a lot
know,
of
for a fact.
I'm not worried about it because you
me and Bro, fact, we just had a scenario in the studio.
If you
talking down on Bro, Unk name any time, fuck you. I'm standing
for sure.
On that whip, bro. I ain't gonna voice it like that, but once the situation occurred, man, what? Unk around, he'll never have to raise his hand.
Me, nigga, I play the background, nigga. I got the beast, the DJ.
Bro, a demon.
Right, we don't gotta we was say on no demon name. Time in the studio. We ain't gonna say no name.
What happened then? Tell me what happened in the studio.
We flashed out.
So was a nigga talking down on him and then y'all overheard him?
No, nigga. So Whack getting into it with a certain individual, you feel me, in the studio. It go down in the front, Whack do his issue on the nigga, you feel me? Then it come to the back. We chilling in the back, you feel me? So by the time it get to the back, I'm asking Whack, like, I just heard the nigga Whack say, nigga gonna look me up and down in my own shit, like, you know what I'm saying, disrespectful motherfucker. So I'm like, Whack, who looking you up and down? Like, who tripping? So Whack still going off, like, bitch ass nigga gonna come in my studio. I'm like, Whack, who the fuck tripping, you feel me? The nigga, Whack like that nigga right there. As soon as Whack said, I knock him out, boom, get right off, you feel me? As soon as I get off,
no cap.
I swear to God, no cap, true story. Nigga. So I get right off, boom, knock him out. So after I get off on him, this nigga comes out of nowhere. He picked the nigga up,
wake
drop
up, bro.
Him again, boom, wake him up, knock him back out. I'm like, okay, like, you feel me? The nigga hit the ground, Spook go to stomping on him. Hold on.
Don't stump him out, bro. Come on, bro. Niggas is scanning everything.
My nigga want to go extra. I'm like, nah, bro, it's good. Like, you feel me?
So him down.
We make them niggas take their shirts off. You know what I'm saying? I got straps on y'all. I got it on you. Nah, we don't got... Take your shirt off, bitch.
Take everything. What you got in your bag, everything.
You feel me? So, like, we did some niggas, you know.
Man, who was it, cuz?
Man. All I'm gonna say is we flashed out in that motherfucker.
Man, tell me who it was, man. Who the fuck y'all niggas do that to? I know the homie gonna tell me.
I'm telling you, so he sit down. The most I can say, and I'm not
give
gonna
me a
say
hand,
no
man.
Name.
Give
I'm
me a hint.
I'm gonna give you a hint. Nigga.
That's the perfect. That's the most perfect.
I'm gonna give you a hint, but I ain't gonna say no name, so don't even get to guess it, T-Rail.
All right, go ahead.
It's a label mate.
It's a label mate.
I'm gonna leave it at that.
Yeah.
It's a label mate and a couple of his homies.
Hey, when I posted that no jumper, I look. He was like, "My shit following me." I look. I'm like, "Nah, I followed."
Yeah.
My shit, bitch.
Label mate and a couple of his homies, but
niggas not doing none of that. Yeah, no, he said, niggas not playing no 50.
Yeah, it's up with what? It's up with.
Yeah.
You know what it is, bitch? What?
I got a seed now.
I ride for you. You ride for me. The bitch, I'm going
now
for
I know. Oh, man. That's fucked up.
Talking out the side of his mouth and get a hole in the cheek.
Why y'all do him like that?
I mean, because at the end of the day,
did he drop him from the label?
Nah. Well, I don't know.
It damn sure ain't in that bio no more.
Yeah, I'm you know.
I pay attention.
It's just like you feel me when you come into somebody's building, just ask some respect.
I pay attention to the small shit.
That's it. Just respect niggas like that's
yeah.
Like it's not that hard. You just gotta.
All you gotta do is when you bring motherfuckers to the studio. Just police your people, my
for
nigga.
So. That's why I barely bring niggas with me.
That was the moral of the story.
Every time I do, nigga,
I mean, it is like, Whack hey, Studio, but so I'm saying, he be, you know, niggas get into it, and the niggas be having a lot to say about him, so you got to come prepared almost. Like, do you got
to... I mean, to Whack defense, like, if I'm not mistaken, that date, I could have sworn I heard Whack tell the nigga to get on his homie first, like Whack, like nigga, he came here disrespecting me, like you better handle that, you feel me? And when a nigga didn't handle it,
no, you know what it was? He ran to the front smiling, laughing, giggly, like it was everything. He was like, oh no, yeah, that's me. I don't give a fuck who with a nigga, what? Nigga, hey, it's my motherfucking establishment. That nigga looking me up and down.
Salute
nigga,
the Whack. Hey, look.
Authentic.
I'm on the same side of the fence as Whack, regardless of anything. That nigga just flew us out to Dubai, my nigga.
He flew us all to Dubai.
That was big
expenses
for y'all. Congratulations.
Paid, nigga. We went to Dubai. I did all the opening shows for Blueface in Dubai. You
and
feel
nigga,
me?
He
so,
hit me the nigga, day of. Nigga, when I say the day of, nigga, I woke up.
That nigga played for
went
our
on Clubhouse. Nigga, I went on Clubhouse, woke up. Nigga, he was like, "Yo, Mackie in here." I was like, "Yeah, what's the deal?" He was like, "You got your passport?" I was like, "Yeah, of course." He was like, send it to me. Going to Dubai, pack your bags. I was like, today? He was like, yeah.
That's what he
pull
did.
Pull up at the house at 3.
For the first no joke.
I said, nigga.
That's what he did.
What?
10:30 in the morning, the same day.
Oh, yeah, same shit. Hey, yeah, bro, he had this in Bahrain, Dubai.
I'm sitting there thinking to myself.
Turkey. All hey, expenses like, paid.
What if I ain't got a ride?
This nigga flight, room,
hey, T-Real, 60. I know artists.
Floor.
I know artists that been in this bitch 10 years plus, nigga, that
still ain't been
working to try to get to Dubai, my nigga. I did shows in Dubai before I did shows in fucking America, God. My nigga. You
facts,
feel me? You,
nigga, how you performing it?
Let me ask y'all. Let me ask y'all this question. So when True Car was dropping, and he had that whole situation on the internet, you feel me? Was that like a little stunt, or was that true?
I don't know.
No. Shout out to my boy Chu, man. Yeah, that's my
dog. It's all good though.
It's all love. That his people's from the 50s.
I know. I'm so. Yeah. But I'm asking y'all if that wasn't, if that was true, let's just say it was true, and it get to that point with you, with y'all as artists under his label. How do y'all handle that? You feel me? With music not being, you know, without you, you know, somebody stopping your music being dropped, because I know you feel so passionate about your work. You feel me? And you putting in the work and your work ethic, but you can't actually drop like you want.
Well, you mean
and like, somebody stopping you? Like, what would you do if he was stopping you from dropping? You know,
personally, I feel like if a nigga gonna stop you from dropping, it's a reason. It's something you're not doing.
I mean, one thing about Wack is, nigga, and I've seen this before, that's the reason why I speak on it, is, nigga, Wack always throw that number out there. Like, here, nigga, this what you owe me. You can go, you can drop. You feel me? Pay what I put into you. Pay that back, nigga, and go do your own thing. You can drop whatever the fuck you want to drop. That's just what it is. Like, Wack not no bully ass nigga that's like, well, you just lock the fuck in.
Yeah.
I'm not accepting no money. That's just what it is. You feel me? Wack, I've been there in the room with the nigga when he done threw a number at one of his artists. Like, well, shit, nigga, if you don't, you know, pay what you owe me, nigga, go do your
thing. I
feel
like niggas take that money and fuck it off, though. Like, jewelry, cars, like, nah.
Man, I mean, Wack. But shit, nigga, if you want to get off that label that bad, you're going to go make that happen. Nigga.
So how are you recouping, you know what I'm saying, on Wack's label? Is it just off his streams and just radio? Like, how are y'all recouping off Wack label?
I mean.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, you got to have, like, that's why you got to be social media present, make sure you dropping this shit, because it's like you got to be working to, when you drop a song, that shit goes up, that shit goes viral. So when you start getting them streams, that's how you start getting your fans, that's how the money start coming in with your royalties and everything. And you feel me, that's what you're supposed to do as an artist, put that content out. So it's like really just working to, when you dropping, building that fan base so one of your songs ends up becoming a hit.
All right.
That's why I always tell people, you got to pay attention to your hooks. The hook, the most important part in the whole entire song. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Hey, freestyles, I'll all that with, shit. That shit cool. But whenever you think of your favorite song, nigga, you're singing the hook.
The hook.
Every time.
He made me feel like this. I ain't gonna lie. He upped me. I fuck with the boy Blast. But I feel like Blast with the hooks, we might have to do some type of verses or something. Because he gonna have a problem with me with them hooks.
That nigga hard.
So what's your process right now as far as dropping music, you know, and releasing different shit? Because, you know, obviously right now you're having a problem with Instagram. You know what I'm saying? So
look,
how
man,
the fuck
follow,
are you finna
look,
promote all your
follow,
shit?
Follow my Instagram. Sure run my that. Shit up. Help me so the homie can stop.
Yeah, yeah, I'm on you. Yeah, I'm on you. Because you got to drop it. Like,
no
what's
O in the Young, capital Y-U-N-G, capital M, Magnificent, spelled the correct way.
I'm
going to
teach you
end.
Something right now. On Instagram, it's no capitals or nothing. It's all lowercase.
No, nah, my shit. Well,
I love you to death, but let's go.
It is, but see, I ain't.
Yeah,
Young Magnificent Seven, no Owen.
There you yeah. go. There you
but
go.
But what's your process? What's your process to dropping your music right now? Like, what are you finna do? What do you have coming up that you feel like nigga needs to be highlighted there?
Right
some people
now,
need to be checking out.
Right now, I got I Am Young Magnificent EP coming soon, but I ain't never, like, in the industry, never really put nothing out, never dropped nothing. So before I drop, but it's going to be before the end of the year, but before I drop, I'm going to get with my partners. You feel me? Get the scoop.
Yeah, because what's the marketing plan? How do you drop
it? Put something together.
Like, what do you do? What's the marketing plan? Like, how do y'all figure that shit out? You know, are y'all left on y'all own?
No, definitely not.
Under Wax label, or somebody's there to help you?
Once you feel like you're ready to put your music out, you feel me? You show it to Wack. He gonna tell you what he think about it. If he feel like you should change something, or if you feel like if it's good, because he always gonna tell you what you need to hear. So once he feels like it's good, he gonna call who he needs to call on. You feel me? Promos, videos.
That nigga Wack,
all the marketing.
Wack is
then,
a marketing genius. Like, for sure. Man, that nigga Wack motherfucking internet numbers, nigga, is stronger than his artist, bro.
I'm gonna say this because
like,
he know
what to do. He know how to get it done as far as that marketing.
I'm a rapper,
I
tell the truth, so I can't lie. Master P always be on the first on my list, smart wise in the industry. But nigga Wack, Ty Witty. I say he's a genius, bro.
He over him, so.
I only say that because Master P was the first, you feel me, besides Birdman. Birdman, too. Like, you feel me, doing it on their own. Yeah. Salute to the
Birdman. Cash Money
just
West.
Just on the mind-wise, coming in the game, not needing nobody to, you feel me, doing it on your own. Master P and Birdman, that's top tier. But in our generation, Wack.
He's a genius. How important is image to you as far as a rapper?
I ain't figured that out yet, so I ain't gonna lie to you. I can't answer that, because to me, I'm just me, bro.
So right now, it's just music, right now.
Right now, it's just, music. Even once I get to the image, like, you know, I get some money, don't get hell yeah, I'm gonna go get flies and motherfuckers. But I never really been into that. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie, I used to be when I was younger, stayed a fly little nigga, but after going through what a nigga going through, I'm more prioritized on, let me get as much shit done in this studio as I can.
What keep you motivated to do what you're doing if you know what I'm saying, you ain't getting no bags as of right now?
My little brothers and sisters, the struggle, everything I've been through, and shit, more importantly, these niggas. Like, it's different. Like, being around these niggas, that's, I enjoy that. Like, I can go to the studio and I don't got to record. But as long as I'm around these niggas, seeing shit, watching them, just to sit down and watch Mackie make a beat, like, that shit is amazing to me.
I appreciate
that. To see Mike on the mix doing his shit, like, to see Creeping that motherfucker going crazy. By the way, it's the only nigga in life I ever felt like could do music with me toe-to-toe. Like, I don't do features with people like that. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm finna do features. Like, I got features, but what I mean by that is, like, music. I don't do music with niggas like that. Like, I wouldn't waste my time trying to sit here and do music with you. This nigga right here.
So you NBA Youngboy.
Shout out to NBA Youngboy. He gave me a co-sign. So, you feel me? So,
hottest on the roster, shout out, nigga.
Shout out to Birdman, too. We just got off that. But Birdman was the first nigga of that caliber to give me a stamp, too. When Wack first found out that I did music, that's the first nigga he sent my music to. The Birdman. Birdman hit back like, oh, it's a go. Like, I fuck with him. So, you feel me? So, like, I'm like, right now, the stage that I'm in, like, Wack is still torn in between sending me the Bird and keeping me. You get what I'm saying? So
what is Birdman gonna do with Wack that Wack can't do?
I mean, well, it's not necessarily sending me the Birdman. It's just, you know how Wack got Cash Money West. You feel me? He oversees Cash Money West. So he like still trying to figure out whether I'm going to be on the Cash Money West side of it or if I'm going to be on the 100NT side of it.
Both.
Like, so, you feel me? So we still figuring that out. But, again, shout out to Birdman for the stamp.
Shout out to Birdman.
Yeah, shout out to the number one stunner.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, Birdman had a lot of shit going on with his artists where he was taken from his artists more so given. But he did give them opportunities too. Are y'all ever scared of that? Like, damn, this motherfucker might do some Birdman shit to us.
Personally,
you know?
I feel like
Wack ain't never.
You can only put yourself in that position.
Wack ain't never.
Gotta
been
read your contract
for bad business.
That's why you can only put yourself in that position.
You gotta read your contract.
Never been known for no bad business, nigga. He always.
For all the upcoming artists that don't know, it's called the entertainment lawyer. Go get one.
I mean, but that's one thing that I've always said about Wack. Like, you can say what you want about him, but. From my knowledge, I've never heard bad news come back on them as far as business.
Ever.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it's always, niggas always just disagree with his opinions. He be having unpopular opinions like a motherfucker, but everybody got their opinion. You feel me? But as far as like this music shit, like if we talking about some of the bigger artists that he's managed, Game, Ray J, Blueface, you ever heard none of them niggas come back with no fucking
bad business,
wax?
Nigga?
Never. Yeah. That has never been on wax name. You feel me? So that I don't never even worry about or sweat no shit like that.
I had a couple run-ins with wax where we did our thing to where he was like, nigga, I'm gonna pull up. I'm like, all right, pull up, cuz.
That type of shit happened.
And I'm outside and he doing it. You know what I'm saying? He really actually pulled up. I'm like, this nigga pulled up.
You feel me?
The nigga pulled up.
Authentic niggas in there and we don't see all the eye. They know I'm not going back down. You ain't going to, you feel me? So that's bound to happen.
But when he talking and he doing his business, I'm like, damn, understand him as a street nigga, as a nigga, so, like he me. I'm like, oh, he want nigga, that. So I'm finna go in here and make this nigga.
I told him.
Give him verses and do whatever I can do for him.
You the definition of authentic, bro, because you's a gangster, but you's a man. Like,
facts. Like, I fuck with him.
That's one thing about that nigga, too.
That nigga's a man, but he's a
that
gangster.
Nigga is everything. Look,
everything about
everybody watching.
And he's just no bitch.
Everything he say he is.
I'm gonna take you now.
That nigga is everything he say he is. Like, and this ain't even no, just riding a nigga wave and no weird shit like that. But I've been with that nigga, bro, like, again, 10 years. I've seen niggas on some. If Wax say, nigga, when I see you this, and he see you, he's going to fire. Like, the nigga, it's not just no, oh, when I see you it's this, and then he see you, and then it's just a pass. Yeah. Like, with my experience with the nigga, you feel me? Now, if that's just, like, on some op shit. Now, niggas that he fuck with, like how you said you had your situations with him before, and, you know, it went a different way. Nigga, I just recently had a situation with the nigga, you feel me? We got into it on Clubhouse. That shit all over Clubhouse, man. The nigga got into it.
Crazy,
and the nigga whack, like, nigga, pull up. I'm like, nigga, I'm on the way. Like, the fuck, you feel me? So like situations like that, if he got love for you, my nigga, then, you know, that reasoning gonna come out, you know what I'm saying, when it's time for it. But, like, as far as, like, these old weird-ass niggas who just be feeling like, oh, Wack ain't gonna do nothing, he just all talk. That nigga not just all talk, fool. Like, I've really seen this nigga go when it was time to go.
What happened to that nigga that he kicked off his Clubhouse thing, like?
Who?
And he had to go get a job. What was this nigga name?
Oh, man, I'll
do my No. I'm trying to. Come on, like, fuck all of that. Wack ain't here to talk, but you niggas is inside looking at this shit. And I wonder, I'm like, this nigga Wack is. Nigga, he really like a nigga. Like, this is like almost like my big brother / uncle. Like, he one of them niggas. Like, I'm always fuck with him. But why he fucking with this nigga, like, to do the shit? Well, maybe they just got, they clicking.
What it is, well, one thing about him is he just had a social media personality. You feel me? Like, the nigga, like, he... His Clubhouse, like, the way he was on Clubhouse, it was entertaining. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And it was something that Wack took a liking to, you feel me? And and then I brought the nigga around to meet Wack for the first time.
So you brought him around.
I brought him around to go meet Wack for the first time.
Are we blaming it on your ass now? So everybody, let's blame it on this nigga right here, bro. Oh, my God. Nah, it's your fault, cut. This nigga, bro. Now this nigga, this nigga got to go get a job. He running from y'all niggas now. That shit not cool, homie.
I seen potential in the nigga, right? You feel me? So I tell the nigga one day, I'm like, hey, bro, I'm going to hit this nigga Wack and ask this nigga if we could start a podcast. You feel me? Like, if we could start a podcast. That's how the 100NT shit came about.
Because
I took the nigga to the studio. We went over there. We sat down with Wack. And I'm like, nigga, we should do a 100NT podcast. You feel me? And the nigga Wack was like, at first he wasn't trying to hit. Then we told him again, like, man, we should do a 100NT podcast. You feel me? Then, nigga... After that, Wack just start booting up. Nigga just start buying all type of equipment. Nigga spent like $40,000, nigga, on podcast equipment. You feel me? And then him and Reek, you know, start doing their thing. And, you know, the downfall, you know.
Where was the disconnect?
The disconnect was,
the nigga ain't Reek, no gangster. He don't bang.
Well, he do.
He do bang.
He's supposed to be from DLB. Supposed to be from
the other side.
But look, hold on. Hold on.
Hey, but wait. No, wait. Hold on. For anybody say something, though. I fuck with Bo. Like, he's a good nigga. That's, on the game.
That's fine.
Hey, look. Hold
when
on.
He
hold
was,
on
when he was
no,
in
no,
the studio.
No. Wait. Nope. Don't bite your head. Don't bite your head off, because as we speak. Hold on.
What? As we speak. Let me know something.
Whack just text me.
Change my mind.
So that's situation.
Hey, timestamp.
That situation went out bad.
Timestamp that. ACG. Timestamp that. All I see was the first sentence. I didn't even read it. Once I seen that if, timestamp.
Oh, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, so, I mean.
It's your fault, but we ain't gonna timestamp that shit. Yeah. It's still your motherfucking fault. Nigga, you brought this nigga in, and that's crazy. That's wild, but it probably was a disconnect. I don't think niggas connected on that level. And two, I think two motherfuckers would be, you would put a certain person on a level, and they don't know how to react to this shit. You feel me? They don't know how to handle this shit.
And you know what? That's what Wack say about the nigga all the time. Like,
you don't know how to handle it, G.
Dude wasn't used to this lifestyle, you feel me? He wasn't around this shit, so... When he got around it, I think it was just too much. Like, a nigga didn't know which direction to go with it. You feel me? Nigga start making the wrong moves, start stepping on his own feet, start stepping on whack feet, start, you feel me? So, like, I think a lot of it just came from, again, the nigga not being used to this lifestyle. And then, and you know, with whack, once you get with whack, shit start moving fast, nigga.
I mean, but you can't even say that, because I ain't used to this lifestyle, but I'm, you see?
It depends on the person. And then too, you know, coming from your section, nigga, you done had niggas who done been around this shit. So I'm more than sure you kind of got the idea of what's, you know what I'm saying?
That's what the problem was. I wasn't around them niggas that been around this shit.
Yeah.
It does depend on the person.
Rest in peace to John Singleton. Niggas didn't know he came out the section.
Yeah. You called for just rest in peace, John Singleton. I like that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That was a random one, but I like that section, rest in peace.
101st in Vermont.
And nigga grew up. Some of all the coldest hood movies, nigga.
Bro, I stayed on the corner 102nd in Vermont, nigga, for like 2 years.
Based on the homies. Rest in peace to Fatback.
Yeah.
Like, that was a real, authentic story. Like,
that's cold.
For all the young homies, do y'all research, man.
I was just saying, I stayed on 102nd in Vermont for like 2 years.
Let me out.
On the corner. In them apartments. Fuck with me, across the street from the store. What's up, man? You trying to get in here?
Yeah, number two. What's the deal? I got my little spook in here. Bitch, you know what it is. Y'all better be looking out for that Magnificent Creep, too. That's coming soon, too.
Oh, yeah, that Magnificent.
Yeah, Magnificent EP produced by Young Mackie.
Your girlfriend's favorite.
Your girlfriend's favorite. You hear me?
And I'm going to let the world know how I feel.
This, the one light-skinned nigga with the green eyes.
This my Dr. Dre, bro.
I appreciate that.
It's my Dr. Dre. And Mike on the mix, shout out to my big bro. That's my Eminem.
Yeah.
This nigga said that's my Eminem.
No shade to nobody, but it's the truth.
Bro, the Mexican too. It's like...
He Hispanic. Oh, that's hilarious.
You don't die.
You know what I'm saying? Introduce your bro, man.
Yeah, man. This my number two, Lil Spook. You hear me? That's my dog.
Yes, sir. I'm Lil Spook. 107.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm Baby Spook. It's a Spook Nation.
Yes, sir.
Rest in peace to my Tiny in the name of my number four.
He Marion.
Yes, sir.
So you rap too, bro, or what?
Look, I can, come on. Don't, I press play. We're going to get in there.
Don't let you finna make him turn into something.
That nigga said I turn into something.
You turn into something.
You know what I'm saying? On the real.
Tell him what you be doing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right now, as of what I'm doing right now, I'm doing background acting. And music video, so y'all can see me on. Hey, shout out to Lil Ben at 24K Golden on that What's Love. I'm on that video. Hiram, he on a Forest Whitaker song. So I'm on a Your Honor. So I mean, I'm just trying to stay. Hey, look,
bro, he and that motherfucker looking like Spook
right
Gates.
Oh,
he look like Kevin Gates' twin brother.
Look,
I swear,
I'm turning into something. Look, come on, big dog type. You feel me?
You hear me?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm standing out the way.
Shout out to Unk for that blessing. You know what I'm talking about? That was...
What, with the competition?
Mm-mm. The other night in the studio. Oh. We ain't gonna say nothing, but the other night in the studio.
Oh, nigga, you know what? With two being, like, do y'all reap the benefits of having those features and shit, like, coming from WAC? Yeah. Like, that nigga be setting up plays?
For me,
I got two Sway Lee placements. I got a J-Rock placement. I got... four with Blueface and DDG. Like, of course, like, I put the work in, but WAC was the one that
put,
like,
you in
nigga, bro, the day J-Rock came to the studio, he walked in the studio and was like, J-Rock and Top Dawg coming. I didn't even know Top Dawg was coming. He said, J-Rock coming to the studio, it's either gonna be the best night of your life or the worst night of your life. You decide. And walked out the room.
Damn. Man.
So I had to make sure that nigga, I had to make sure I had that pack ready. So nigga, I plugged up. First beat I played, J-Rock was like, "What they call you?" I was like, "Young Mackey."
That part.
Kept plugging up, kept playing. We did the beat, we did the song. Song came out hard. WAC was like, "This nigga ready." So it's
You cooking up from scratch too?
Yeah, for sure.
From scratch.
No, when we was 19. In that session, I had all the beats ready, but I could for sure cook up from scratch.
You like, 19?
The brother 19. Yeah, 19. My Dr. Dre.
I'm going to be 20 exactly next Friday,
Virgo
September 9th.
Virgo season. Start playing.
You from out here too?
No, I'm from Palmdale.
Oh, you from Palmdale? But right? I mean, you from California. I mean, you close. No, you feel me?
You said September 9th, right?
Yeah.
Y'all better send Mackie a gift. and look, I'm the last Virgo.
You know, nigga, like, literally, you for sure reap the benefits.
I'm the last Virgo.
My son a Virgo too.
Virgo game.
All the artists and shit, like getting the opportunities. Like, nigga, walked me in a chalice with Game. Nigga, he, you feel me? Blueface and DDG pull up. They doing their album, nigga. So once he brings you into the room, it's your job to network. Nigga, I wouldn't have gotten none of placements if I would have never talked this shit. So,
man,
like,
how your mama feel about all this shit? Hey, you in there with Big Power Rules, Hoover niggas, niggas getting their ass whooped. Like, yeah, you like, mom, I'm trying to just make these beats.
Hey, look, you feel me? I ain't even gonna hold you, mom. You feel me, like, worried about me, but I be telling her, it's like, you feel me, at the end of the day, you and my pops, it's like, y'all done taught me a lot, and y'all got to know, it's like, what y'all taught is going
to
pay off. And what I
Shout
mean by that
Mama
is,
Mackie
like, nigga,
Papa Mackie.
I'm grown now, and y'all got to let my wings expand. So it's like, I'm going to be good. WAC going to make sure I'm going to be good. Whenever I'm that with the homies, they're going to make sure I'm good. And then it's like, you feel me, at the end of the day, it's like, I'm working, making sure that it's business, but... Mom, she gonna feel how she gonna feel because I'm her baby and shit. And then rest in peace to Asante, my sister passed away too. It's like, you feel me? I'm always gonna be her baby, but I'm just telling her, it's like, you feel me? This is this shit that I've been dreaming about, that we've been talking about. Awesome. Flying to Dubai, you feel me? I got songs with Blueface. Before I worked with Blueface, that was like my favorite rapper that was coming up. So it's like, from a fan to that really being like my brother type of shit, it's like, you feel me? That's why I'm telling moms, like,
yeah,
I'm
out the
good.
Blue face,
WAC gonna make
Can
sure
I
I'm
say
good.
One thing? Look, I commend all these brothers, right? It's imperative, right, that they continue on. I mean, on what they doing, it's like, you look, not only that he's giving shout outs and love and for the people that aided him or assisted him in anything that he doing, but also it starts with yourself being consistent, you know, ambitious, motivated. I can't be more motivated than yourself, you know what I'm saying? So I look at it like, in this day of time, you know, it's like, man, it's golden, it's vital for
But sometimes you know what it is? When you motivated with yourself, sometimes you need somebody else to help you, you feel me, to motivate so you can bring that out.
Because I was just going to ask that, like, what are
you
doing?
You can be motivated but not bring it out because ain't nobody believing in you and helping you motivate.
You got to believe in yourself.
But that's what I'm saying. You can still believe in yourself.
You know how you got somebody that can take a toll on somebody if they see you doing it at least halfway.
Or at least I see them trying, making the attempt.
That's the initial, making the attempt, you know? And you know, people are along the way,
I'm just speaking from experience, bro, because I believed in myself, like I said in the song. I've been playing my music for people who don't believe in it. Like, every time, this whole time, like, but I really believe in my shit. But y'all not believing in it. Average motherfucker.
So even if Wack got all these relationships and you feel like your music, do you still feel like these bigger artists ain't even worth getting on your tracks? Like, nah, I don't even want this nigga. He ain't gonna bless my shit, right? Would you turn down a big feature?
It depends. I'm gonna be honest.
If Blueface walked in this motherfucker right now,
if it was
now,
a situation like
are you
this,
turning
I'm cuz
down?
If it was a situation like, okay, I'm already, you feel me? Like, I got bread. I don't just need the money. If I need the bread, it's business. Yeah. Let me put that whack ass shit on there. And all I'm gonna do is make a remix with somebody else and make, you know?
Yeah.
But if I'm already situated, it's not, it's more than the money to me. Like, I don't rap, I speak the truth. My, it's my life. So if I feel like you not up to part, I'd rather go get a nobody that's going to be up the part and give him like.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a fuck about your status, bro. How I feel personally. Look where I'm at now. Ain't nobody hurt. I just dropped Curse Gift free mixtape like 3 days ago. Until that, I had dropped My Prayer and Betrayed. I got features with True Car. Features with other niggas like. I'm in a $1 million studio. These niggas pull up in Wraiths and park their cars. I'm here. I made it.
No stove, no utensils.
But
no
we in this
plate,
motherfucker cooking and cooking. Eating. You hear me?
He been working.
I
he
tell Mackie every
I'm
night.
So I'm proud of him.
Bro,
like,
you
I'm
making
really
dinner?
Proud of him. Like, I'm like,
send me some.
I gotta tell him, pat yourself on the back. Look, don't discredit yourself at any.
And let me say,
you been going, bro.
One thing I love, Mackie, but we going crazy.
We push this H, we're going to also push that
look,
positive.
Mackie will send me a beat at 2:23 in the fucking morning.
He just
morning.
Like, he ain't, look, he.
Am I lying to brother?
We
no, real talk.
Mike, because he, I'm, just this, like how we in the set on West.
No, look, this
you,
how much it mean to me. Yeah. No, sorry, look, this how much it mean to me, bro. You give me weird, this how much it mean to me, bro. Mackie will send me a beat at 2:23 in the morning. Nigga, that let me know right there, like, for every time, like, yeah, it's the relationship.
For sure.
Like, real talk. You didn't heard it. What homies did it? Yeah, these niggas make beats. These man, nigga, y'all ain't no nigga colder than Mackie. I'm sorry.
Once again,
that's just how I
thank
feel,
y'all.
Bro.
All y'all for the opportunity. Just be here and see. Hey, look, everybody ain't just
cold.
You know what
I believe him, bro, for sure. Like, that's why I send the beats, because I'm not just going to send
just
my beats.
Happen. Look, hold on.
I'm, a, like, I'm not going to send my beats to every nigga because it's like, you feel me, not no say or nothing, but you feel me, niggas.
And that's why I tell him, like,
too much work in to get my beats to my production to the way it sounds to just anybody
niggas.
Hop on it. So it's like, I believe him, bro.
And
I feel like
again,
that he really
going
go
back
to far.
Self.
You know
bro,
what I told
you put into, whatever you
bro,
put
really
into. Going
to go far.
I told bro, I tell a lot of people I love you. Anybody can say that. But once I tell you I love your life, locked in. I tell nigga every night we leave. Make sure you hit me when you get to the crib, fool. I'm going to hit you too. I love your life.
Facts.
It's the relationship. Like, it's just bigger than music to me. But it is music, but it's bigger than that. Because if we ain't got no relationship, nigga, you can't not like me and I don't like you. The vibe's going to be, nah, nigga.
And that's a cold thing. No, that's definitely what you need in this shit, man. You feel me? Like, that's definitely what you need. You got to have that camaraderie there, man. You got to have that support system, too. You feel me? Like, I mean, you have to have your homies there. Like, bro, this shit is crazy. Like, and but still, too, you got to have your nigga there. Like, nah, that shit weak. Who's, even if the Mackie did it, like, oh, tell Mackie that ain't it. You know what I'm saying? You got to have niggas there so you can be there, man, your whole support system. Because like you said, it's one thing that you'll be missing. You focusing so much on your music. You doing all your shit, but your image. You feel me? Like, and that goal, that's for the whole team. Because you know, even producers, even producers is like getting into videos and doing all of that shit. So it's a lot of shit you still got to put into it. Yeah, social media is strong for every, across the board, nigga. Only niggas ain't, look, only niggas that ain't hopped on social media yet, nigga, is the engineer. When engineers start hopping on social media, it's going to be bad, nigga. Because them niggas is the sauce. Yeah, because nigga, them niggas is the sauce.
And I'm going to see post Youngboy Engineer. Youngboy Engineer.
And mixed by Ali, nigga. Mixed by Ali is the only nigga.
Engineer. And Jason Joshua.
Oh, Jason Joshua, yep.
Man, he from the Valley.
We
got to
have a talk. We got to get my image right, because you know, my visuals.
I ain't talking about your image. I'm just saying in a whole. You know what I'm saying?
No, but that's real talk. That's authentic talk.
It's just in a whole. Yeah.
I do.
In a whole. Because you could go anywhere. It could be like a J. Cole. Yeah. You know, in general.
The lyrics, the music.
Yeah.
Like, Mackie could tell you, I say some of the craziest shit. Like, my visuals is dope as fuck, bro. I got crazy visuals, so I gotta have an image right. Especially for how my mind is.
You almost have to question your image, sir. Hold on. Don't never question. Look, you.
No, you don't have to question shit.
Look, nah, yeah, you him.
Cause it's the music. The music is powerful.
Look, we got the hell on. They ain't see my look, sir. Shit.
Let me hear you say it one time.
I lie.
Hold on, look, we'll do a double.
You get a check, I'm getting a check too. Nigga, no, we sir. Do a double.
No, sir.
So no, I mean, sir. So when he blow, I mean, you know, you taking your homies with you, and this is one that you taking with you.
But it's not just my homie. This is my big brother. Yeah. I look at him like a brother, but. I don't know. It depends. He don't keep getting. He can't get on my goddamn nerves. Hell no.
You get on his ass
right back.
I'm talking about he don't change up.
I'll just be in the background smoking, just looking like.
Hey, look. I got the answer for that. Can I get the keys to the Spookmobile tonight?
Yeah, I got you.
I'm taking one.
I got you.
You know
what I'm saying? This is my brother. Hey,
he would have said no.
But I mean, like, yeah, it's all, you hear me? Hey, nah, you and the Spookmobile stand right. No, I'm playing.
Yeah, but I respect and I admire and adore the moments that I'm having right here. You know, just in, you know, him bringing me, you know, for real. It's my little bro. Like,
it's the only homie that cried with me off of my feeling, like.
Love.
Like, some shit happened, we were just talking about. That next day, remember I left, I said, I'm going to go home and cry like a bitch. That morning, broke down, little brother. This nigga broke down and cried with me. I looked at him like, look, what the fuck going
that's
on?
That's when you know it's really, really
you supposed
genuine,
to be crying, nigga.
Real.
Oh,
God, that's
you
crying.
The big homie. Like,
you get to think about all the but things. It's genuine. At least me, I get to like, think about the things that I done been through. Right?
This nigga like
the obstacles and you know, the hurdles.
He just got a habit
of
doing shit to make a nigga late, too.
Man,
no matter what it is, even by himself.
Man,
everywhere nigga go, it's late.
Oh, no.
Oh, he turned into something. Just that quick. Look,
fuck that. I put my number two on blast. I would have been here 15 minutes earlier.
What happened though?
Was y'all in the car arguing? Like, damn, who you got me late?
Hold on,
107. This is what happened, big bro.
Don't keep it.
The homie had to take a gangster and left his shirt in the bathroom. So we docked in there finna get on the 5.
So look,
he had to go back.
I left my shirt.
Check it out. Look,
he was talking to me.
Right?
I got quiet. I started looking at the nigga like, "Ooh, I'm late, nigga." On Hubbard.
I was like, "I ain't walking in here without y'all."
You said what?
I was like, "I ain't gonna walk in here without these niggas." You know that look bad.
Right it ain't gonna look
that's
right without us both coming in.
Hey, that was the strangest
and
car
I didn't
want to
get too far off into the fire and be like, "You feel
look,
me?
That
we
was the
gonna
strangest
fucking my interview up, bro."
Look, that was the strangest car ride I had. Because
all he keep doing is playing the song back.
He trying to look. I see him. He keep looking at me.
He got. Mackie B's going.
He keep looking at me laughing, trying to make a joke. And again, I'm just looking at him like,
"Well, we here though."
Oh God, God, we here.
I give him that.
Look, who got you here?
Spookmobile
got us
here.
He capping. Look, who got us here? Look, who got you here though?
Spookmobile. All
right, then.
If it wasn't, because if we was in a Honda or something, we wouldn't have made it.
Yeah, it was over with.
The Spookmobile got us here. Traffic picked up, and I ain't gonna lie, I kind of got a little discouraged again. Like,
you
got
to hit the side.
When you was like, when you said 1250, and then you was like,
my 110.
Yeah, I went to McDonald's. I was like, I'm gonna go to McDonald's. I'm gonna stall some time on my. Nigga.
Look, the nigga was trying
what
to make other moves on the way.
Hold
and
on,
we
what
just
I
go
do?
To Compton right quick. I said, hell
no.
No,
nah. What I do, how we get, hey, look, I ain't gonna lie. I could have caught a ticket. I would have been paying for it, obviously, right?
You goddamn right.
I threw the hazard lights on, got on the side just so we could get a little.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean?
Hey, look, my car could be overheating or something. We ain't gonna give them all that much, gang, though.
No.
But before we get out of here, I want to talk LA music. And I want to see, you know what I'm saying, where you think you fit in that LA music and the sound. And you have your producer right here, so don't lie.
That part.
Thank you.
That part.
Come on, bro.
I am LA music.
But you just said you didn't like LA music.
I didn't say I didn't like LA music.
Hey, no, get on it. Get on it.
I didn't say I didn't like LA music.
Nah, if he
said, I said I'm not personally a game tune maker.
Okay.
Homie trying to twist me up. I ain't never said, no. I'm not personally a game tune maker, but I fuck with LA music. To be honest, it's a lot of under the table LA rappers that people don't know about that's fucking dope, bro. But personally, me, I just feel like.
Where you fit in?
Outside the Nipsey, I feel like. If you never heard me say Hoover and we met and you heard my music, would you think I'm from LA? Would you think I'm from Hoover?
If I heard your music before you told me that.
Before you know I was from Hoover, yeah. I'm something LA never had. That always been here. Just been in the dark.
So you really not kind of like LA music? Because LA has a very distinctive sound. And listening to your music, that sound.
You think I'm like from the South or something?
Yeah, I wouldn't think you was from California. So you have a distinctive sound. So I want to see. I just want to see, like, you know, where you think you fit in. Like, do you think, okay, once this shit drop and once it hit, you feel like.
I don't think I fit in because I'm not trying to fit in.
So you think you'll be that nigga once people get a grasp of it?
Yeah, look, Mackie, you know I hate like the cocky shit because I'm not like a cocky, arrogant nigga like that. Deep down, I know what it
always
is, but
being humble.
For generation after me, I'm gonna be that. I'm finna rap like him. I can do it all, versatile. Like I feel like I'm gonna be a stamp, bro. I'm gonna be a sculpture, a statue.
Do you feel the same way about his versatility? Like, you know, as a LA artist, you know what I'm saying, and producing for him, do you think he's one of the ones that's just going to.
Yeah, for sure, because it's like, you feel me? One thing about LA music, like, don't get me wrong, that shit hard, and you do got people that's over there switching it up. You feel me? Shout out to Blast, but it's like.
Yeah, shout out to my boy.
Overall, LA music. A lot of shit sounds the same, and people know that for sure. It's a lot of people, you feel me, trying to sound like other niggas or, you feel me, whatever it may be. But hearing the shit that he be rapping about, it's our shit, just...
It's because I don't rap, I tell
the truth. It's not on the same type of, you feel me, you already know when the beat come on, what's about to happen. Niggas talking about the same, nigga, we in the set, nigga, we finna go flock this and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you feel me, the shit different, but it's relatable. Like,
you know what
I
heard
Unk
say?
If I really have to compare it, if we talk on some LA shit, I compare it to like on some Roddy Ricch type shit, because when Bro came out, that nigga sounded all the way different, like on some Atlanta type shit, but all the LA niggas was able to relate to it, and then he came out with Mustard, and then you feel me, did the LA shit, and then that, you feel me, came together. So he gonna go far for sure. It's just all in due time. Oh yeah, for sure. I love your life too. You already know.
Yeah,
I like that. That's how you feel about him, also.
Of course.
Yes, sir.
It's not what you do; it's how you do it. See, I mean, they hear a different sound, they gonna gravitate towards it. You know. So,
yeah.
I'm with him.
That's why I say I ain't the same, man.
My boy ain't the same.
Shout out to the truth.
Shout out to Arthur. You know what I'm saying?
I got a curse.
Shout out to Arthur. That's fine.
But
stay tuned for I Am Young Magnificent coming soon, man. Y'all know the slogan. Yeah, yeah. He say,
I love.
Y'all got any, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all shout y'all shit out. Make sure y'all tell y'all Instagrams and everything.
Make sure y'all tune in with Big Bro. You hear me? Because if you ain't getting no interview done with Bro, you ain't there yet.
That's how to period. You already know the deal.
FDGSB.
Feel me? Shout your shit out, you know what I'm saying, before we get up out of here.
Your girlfriend's favorite. I ain't going to say it once. I'm going to say it twice, 3, 4, 5, 6 million times. Girlfriend's favorite. Girlfriend's favorite producer with the beats. Girlfriend's favorite DJ. We have the coolest podcast in the world. No Jumper. Shout out to T-Rail. You're magnificent. Shout out to number 2. You feel me? We in this motherfucker. Your girlfriend's favorite. My Instagram, DJ Young Mackie.
Y'all already.
We going to be back again. You feel me? Yeah. This the family. Shout out to Adam. Shout out to T-Rail.
Shout out to
Bless.
Man. Yeah. My boy, y'all need tattoos and camera work. Yes, my boy in there. Y'all better
Break
tune in.
Shout out
to
your Instagram,
shout out to my brother, Quick the Rock Fiend. But you know what
I mean. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Dang, stop. Hey, chill out. Let him get my Instagram out, bro.
Yeah, let him get it off.
Hold on,
his Instagram is Young Magnificent 7.
Hold on. No, it's turn 2 something. I got to spell out T-U-R-N, right? The number 2, and something. If you don't know how to spell something, something wrong with you. So it turned to something, right? I ain't got that many followers. I ain't got that many posts. Y'all tap in.
Well, we need you to get up in this shit so niggas can get, so niggas can, you know what I mean?
Mr. Something, next time you didn't run me like that, I'm going to turn into something.
Man, we're going to get down. Well, how about that?
You going to squabble up? I'm going to squabble you down.
Oh, here he go. Look, turn into something there. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to tell you this. One thing, bro.
Hey, look.
Huh?
There it is. Bitch, you know what it is. Shout
make sure you
Creed,
shout
man.
Your shit out again, too, man. Because we need you on Instagram.
Oh,
like,
yeah, man.
Really
Young
going crazy.
Magnificent sure. 7, man. YUNGMAGNIFICENT.
You spell nigga wrong. Seven
bro.
Hey,
you better say your shit. You're joking, DP.
Young Magnificent 7.
Hey, look. Young Magnificent 7. What? Don't look at that.
But YUNG for him.
Yeah, Young Magnificent 7.
Follow me,
y'all
DJ
know.
Young Mackie.
Y'all know yeah. he does. That's my love.
Shout anyway, out it's going to be on here anyway. I got you. I just want y'all
part,
niggas to say it. You feel me?
That's your podcast.
Well, yeah, man.
Shout out to WAC.
Hold on.
Shout out to the team.
Shout out WAC. Shout out to my parents, man. We in this motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah, I like that. See, I knew your mom and daddy watching you, nigga.
My mom made it.
Shout out to 2915
my birthday next Friday, man. We need this motherfucker.
But yeah, we gonna be up out of here. Make sure y'all, if y'all want something for the ladies, make sure y'all shop sosorella.com. Use my code. You know what I'm saying? TRELL. Use that. Yes, back on Fig. It's finna be popping. You feel me? That's finna be my shit. Interviews, reactions, doing a whole little thing. So make sure y'all look out for that. Matter of fact, that's September 5th. I'm dropping that. That's this Monday. I'm finna go live on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
So don't worry about nothing. I'm gonna have homies come up there with me too.
Yes,
but
sir.
Yeah, look out for my boy Young Magnificent doing his thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yes, sir. He finna blow.
He
don't worry about nothing. We up out of here. We gone.